How are we doing today?
Oh, doing fine.
You guys with the Catholic cars?
Yeah, sure.
Can I give you guys something?
Sure.
I'm Jim. This is my wife, Debbie.
Hi, nice to meet you, Debbie.
We have a Christian ministry. We're born again Christians. We teach what God's Word says. If you go to our teaching blog, don'tperish.com, if you go to our teaching blog, we help people see the difference between many man-made religions and the true Word of God, the Bible. Roman Catholicism falls in there. If you look under one of our tabs, we have an article, we have multiple articles, that talks about God's Word versus Roman Catholicism. So we take God's Word, the Bible, Jesus said that Word is truth, John 17:17, and we compare it to the catechism, not hearsay, not what my Catholic neighbor said. We go right to the catechism of Roman Catholicism, and we show you how it's not consistent with God's Word. Most important, the gospel that Christ and Paul and Peter preached is not consistent with the gospel of the Roman Catholic faith. So Jesus said to love God, love your neighbor, the two greatest commands. And so we try to do that. We travel all over the country. We don't belong to any group. We're not Mormons, we're not Mennonites, we are Bible-believing Christians, clinging to God's Word. We gather with other saints that will live their lives holy, set apart, much like the New Testament saints did, house to house. We don't need to buy a building, big cathedrals. This is not of God. Jesus did away with all of that. Mm-hmm. It's another problem with Roman Catholicism. What Jesus did away with, they brought back the priesthood, the building, sacrifice, the mass. I know what you're gonna say, it's not a mass, it is a mass according to the catechism. So we just share with people what the biblical gospel is. It's faith in Christ and his finished work on the cross. Fully man, fully God, laid down his life, shed his blood. He did three things, showed us how to love God and love our neighbor. That's what I'm trying to do. He shed his blood for the forgiveness of sins, no more sheep. He was the ultimate sacrifice, and he defeated death. Okay, so the gospel begins with faith in Christ. Then Jesus said, you must repent or you'll perish. Repentance is a turning from your ways, my ways. That's what we used to be, very worldly and drunks and all kinds of things. We turn from all of that and we follow God's ways, God's word. So faith, repentance. The Bible says you'd be born again. Roman Catholicism teaches that's baptism at when you're an infant. That's not what the Bible teaches. They do not teach that. The Bible does not teach that. None of the saints taught that. So you must be born again. Faith, repentance, born again. As fruit, you're born of God, not works. We don't teach works. Although James said faith without works is dead. We don't teach works to get to heaven. You will follow God's word in holiness and obedience as fruit that you're born of God. And then the last part is, and this is where we agree with Catholics, we don't agree with the evangelicals, you must endure in the faith. You can walk away from your faith and your saving faith and your salvation. Just like you can walk away from a marriage, you can walk away from a job, you can walk away from anything. So the Calvinism and evangelicals say we stand out and we witness. The evangelicals protest you guys, we protest the evangelicals. So I just want to share with you, that's the biblical gospel. If you go to our website, hundreds of articles, audios, videos, teach you the true biblical faith according to God's word. By the way, we don't take money from anyone. We don't ask for donations. We don't sell God's word. It's another thing I have a problem with, man-made religion. Everything's money, everything's buildings, everything's budgets, everything's this hierarchy. Jesus said you want to be great in heaven. Be a servant on earth. There's no popes, there's no bishops, there's no cardinals. You guys got any questions?
Yep. You said the Roman Catholic Church was founded by Christ.
No, not true.
Yes, it is.
Not true.
Yes, it is.
No, that's absolutely not true.
We don't have time to pursue it.
Well, my phone and my email's on there. I'd love for you to pursue it sometime. It's not what the Bible teaches.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
It is.
No. It came along centuries later.
Oh, no. Scripture came along centuries later.
No.
It was tradition of the teaching of the word that came first.
Not the Roman Catholic faith. First of all, let me share something with you. What you've got deadly wrong, and I love you as my neighbor, I want to share it with you. What you've got deadly wrong is we're Catholic. Do you know what Catholic means?
Universal.
We're part of the universal church. You're Roman Catholic.
If you're Baptist.
You're Roman you're Catholic, which is a perversion of Roman paganism with Christianity. Big difference. Big difference. Study on our website with God's word if we can ever help you. What you're saying is not true. And if you loved me, you'd stand and contend and show me in God's word.
I would.
Well, we have a schedule.
What's more important? Youth camp, fun, frivolity, or God's word and truth?
Well, you're kind of being attacking.
Attacking?
Yeah.
Preaching attacking. The word of God is attacking?
No, attacking the church that was founded by Christ.
No, Christ didn't find that church. He found the Catholic church.
Peter, you are rock, and upon my rock I will build my church.
No, absolutely not true. Yeah. If you study that in the Greek, it absolutely doesn't mean that, because later Peter said, I'm a fellow elder with you. He never said he was the Pope. Never said it. Go read 1 Peter. He said, I'm a fellow elder. Test yourself or it won't go well for you in eternity. We love you enough to tell you the truth. You must be born again. You must repent of man-made religion. Following Roman Catholicism is paganism, Christmas, Easter. We love you enough to tell you the truth. You cannot find salvation through a man-made system. You must come through Christ, faith, repentance, and being born again. Repent of man-made religion. We love you.